You're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Nancy Deneen, and our guests today each are Valade Teaching Fellows at Interlaken Arts Camp this summer. Violinist Celeste Golden-Voyer of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and violinist David Coucheron of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. Thank you both for coming to Studio A today.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure being here.
In just a short while, we'll be hearing you play together. And I did want to ask you about your role at Interlaken this summer. Celeste, are there things specific to orchestral playing or chamber music playing or solo violin playing that you're approaching with these students?
Absolutely. I think so much of playing an orchestra is all about chamber music. It's all about listening to one another. It's all about being good colleagues. It's all about real preparation before you ever show up to the rehearsal, which kind of ties into the solo playing as well, those hours in the practice room. And it's my job to really encourage the students to be prepared and to work hard on their parts so that they can enjoy that collegiality when they get to the rehearsal and learn all about the music and enjoy that chamber music feeling of playing an orchestra.
David, Maestro Larry Ratcliffe mentioned from the stage at last Sunday's concert that you had worked with the students of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra as they prepared the Schubert Unfinished and the Pines of Rome by Respighi. And in approaching those pieces with young, advanced players, what did you want them to realize?
I wanted them to take away that week what it is to go through learning a new piece. And it's a long journey for them because they've never played any of them before. And from the first rehearsal, which, if I dare say, sounded not very good, to the final product on Sunday, which I thought sounded fantastic, was an incredible journey. And if there's one thing I want them to take away is that when you work hard and you practice and you listen and work throughout that week for a goal on Sunday, that's fantastic to be able to realize that goal on Sunday. And I hope that they all felt really, really good after that concert.
About the term concertmaster, for those of us outside the string world, other than your geographic location in the ensemble, I want to know what that entails.
I think first and foremost, concertmaster, you are in charge of the first violin section. But I also think it means a lot more than that. And I think it means different things now than it did 50 years ago. It means engaging with donors. It means, you know, being on radio, being on TV, promoting the orchestra, raise awareness of the orchestra, and being the conductor's right-hand person. And also, the music director is not there all the time. And when we have guest conductors, I become the bridge, often very between the conductor and the orchestra.
So when you are working with students at Interlaken, they're going to go home. Many of them will be in leadership positions in their local ensemble. And you're imparting those skills for a young person. Those diplomatic skills are part of this whole thing, along with playing at a high level and achieving excellence in your technique and musicality. How do you fit all that in?
Well, it's tricky. Everybody comes from a different place. There's not one size fits all. I think that people have to individually learn how to acquire those skills, and we're here to guide them to do that.
That's true. And I think that our responsibilities go beyond helping them to be great violinists or even great concertmasters. I think our responsibilities include encouraging them to have great character. And as a leader, it's important to be somebody that's an encourager and somebody that's supportive to their peers, someone that's prepared, as I've said before, someone that knows how to show respect by respecting themselves and by working really hard. And I feel like that's such an important part of educating students, because whether they choose to be musicians or, you know, business people or parents or anything, those lessons of character are so important, and they're things that we can help to try to instill during an experience like Interlaken.
Do you remember transitioning between being a section player and your first time in a leadership role in the orchestra?
Yeah, that was a professional experience. I only played section in all the student orchestra. So suddenly I got tossed into a situation where I was going to lead a major symphony orchestra. And there were a lot of thinking that I had to go through. How do you fit? I was 25 years old, and most of the people in the orchestra are much older than me. So there were a lot of adjustments that I had to go through. But one thing that I want to add, and which I think is very important, regardless if you're a concertmaster or if you sit on the last desk, I think you're equally important in the orchestra. A lot of people come and they sit on the last desk and they think that they're not important. But you can do just as much good and just as much damage on the last desk as you can do on the first desk.
You've spoken about moving from being student to the professional world. I understand at one point you were students together.
That's right.
Yeah.
Speaking of sitting on the last stand, David and I met each other in 2000, and we were just good friends, and we sat on the last stand in our orchestra, and we goofed off a little bit, and David has a good story about how our conductor addressed us.
Yeah, he was not very happy about that.
It wasn't great.
But for a whole year, we sat together on the last desk of the Curtis Symphony Orchestra, and we were yelled at, and we couldn't understand at that point what was going on. Now I'm thankful that we were yelled at.
Right.
I think it taught me a lot of lessons.
Definitely. It's really exciting for me to get to be here this summer with David, especially considering the educational experience that he and I shared together all those many, many years ago.
Well, I'm so glad that you're here together, and our listeners will be hearing you shortly. I understand you've brought music by Charles-Auguste DiBerio, a violin duo. And while you're getting your instruments out, I'll let listeners know once again that this is a performance from Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio with David Coucheron of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Celeste Goldenboyer of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. Thank you. Music for two violins by Belgian composer Charles Auguste de Berrio. Violinist Celeste Golden-Boyer of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and violinist David Coucheron from the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. They've joined us at Interlochen Public Radio's Studio A today. That was magnificent. Thank you so much for playing for us.
Yeah, happy to do it.
Pleasure.
David Coucheron and Celeste Golden-Boyer, the residencies supported by the Valade Fellows Teaching Endowment at Interlochen. Today's Studio A session was engineered by James Probel. Assistance in the program came from Brock Mormon. I'm Nancy Deneen, and this is Interlochen Public Radio.